This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hi, this is Ron Barris, just checking in.
Well, we met Ron last week at this time on this program. He's a member care person for ABWE, and last week he introduced us to the five essentials for building lasting relationships. Today, Ron continues with that subject and begins with one of the products of not having a lasting relationship.
Loneliness is not the result of an absence of people. It is the result of an absence of deep and satisfying relationships. We've been talking about the five essentials for building lasting relationships. The first is respect. And respect is demonstrated by listening. Now, there are a number of obstacles to listening that we discover both in the Bible and in our own experience. I'd like to share just four obstacles to being a good listener. Here are four the most common and, I might add, most preventable obstacles to listening. The first is defensiveness. That simply comes from our internal arrogance. To embrace criticism or correction requires humility and is therefore unnatural for us. The natural sinful response is to interpret every revelation of our own imperfections as an attack and immediately erect a wall of defense. Some examples include turning the other person off, rationalizing the fault, comparing the fault to those of others, and minimizing it. Others will turn the table and launch a counterattack by reminding the speaker of their faults. Others become archaeologists and dig up ancient history in an attempt to nullify the information. Still others resort to blame shifting, like Adam and Eden, excusing the fault by pinning the cause on others. Each of these responses is evidence of sinful pride. On the other hand, those who acknowledge their faults and the need of personal growth, humbly receiving criticism, have the ability to grow in grace and godliness. A second obstacle to listening is assuming. Long acquaintance and familiarity can indeed breed contempt in the hearts of sinful people. Because we know one another so well, there comes a tendency to quickly assume we know where a conversation is going and what's behind it. Real listening stops when we cease concentrating on the individual and the information and begin focusing on preparing our response. The longer the relationship, the more prevalent is the tendency to draw premature conclusions and read into statements. We must train ourselves to avoid this form of disrespect called assuming. A third obstacle to listening is just plain bad attitude. Bitterness is a poisoned spirit from past unresolved conflicts. When our first response to information is a negative interpretation, bitterness is present. A bitter person will never respect and therefore never listen to the person who is the object of that bitterness. Resentment is a refusal to forgive old hurts. This is a settled negativity, just like bitterness, that is longer in duration and deeper in its antagonism. Again, resentment robs the listener of a willingness or openness to listen. Anger is the emotional reaction to believing that our rights or the rights of those we care about have been violated. It's a settled antagonism that lashes out, often rehearsing old hurts and using others as an excuse for our own inner disquiet and frustration. And malice is the desire to get even. As with the above sins, it blocks our willingness and even our ability to respect others and therefore to listen to them. Bad attitudes are a major reason for the sin of disrespect. And lastly, stress. Active listening is work. When our minds are occupied with worries or fears, mental fatigue robs us of the ability to concentrate. In like manner, physical fatigue drains us of mental clarity and the ability to concentrate. If a person is spiritually dry, emotionally wired, worn out, or confused, they will not be an active listener. Now, this is not an excuse for disrespect, but it is a reality in our experience. There are good times and not so good times to enter into deep discussions that require concentration and controlled responses. Serious conversations usually require substantial time. Failure to take this into consideration can cause additional frustration and needless failure. Active listening is neither natural nor easy. It is, however, a skill that can be learned. Next time, we want to talk about what active listening is really like. We've been talking about the five essentials for building relationships God's way. Lasting, satisfying relationships. So far, we've only covered the first one, which is respect, and we want to conclude that. The five essentials are respect, honesty, commitment, acceptance, and forgiveness. We're finishing up this subject of respect that is demonstrated by active listening. Respect is the foundation of any relationship worth calling a relationship. Respect is absolutely essential, and it is demonstrated by listening. By the way, the Bible commands us to respect both God, those in authority, and other men. We are commanded to honor or respect all men. Husbands are told to show respect and gentleness towards their wives. Wives are commanded to respect their husbands. Children are told to respect their parents. Parents are told not to exasperate or show disrespect to their children. Respect is foundational to lasting relationships, and it is always demonstrated by active listening. Now, active listening is neither natural nor easy. It is, however, a skill that we can learn. It requires concentration, a willingness to consider the other person's point of view, and entertaining the possibility of needing to change. Our tendency to half-listen or simply assume we know what's about to be said causes us to turn off listening altogether. More often than we would like to admit, we pretend to listen while our minds wander, or we quickly insert our own thoughts without seeking to hear what is really being said. Active listening is a skill that can be learned and developed and includes at least these three elements. Concentration. Sincere listening with the purpose of correctly interpreting what is being said. Someone has well said, "I never learned a thing while I was talking." Learners listen. Leaders listen. Influencers listen. Worthy counselors listen. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame." Concentration. Number two, reflection. Putting into our own words the main points to summarize what you think is being said. This can be done by saying something like, "Now, if I understand you correctly, I think you're saying that." This is called reflection, reflecting back to the person what you heard them say to you. This allows you to see whether or not you've correctly interpreted them, and also demonstrates to the person who has been speaking that you've genuinely been listening. You've been showing them respect. Proverbs 27:17-19 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man." Concentration, reflection, and exploration. Exploration simply means asking questions that provide further insight into key points or issues. Statements such as, "Could you tell me why you feel that way?" Or, "What is it that causes you to think that?" Or, Perhaps I would better understand what you're saying if you could give me some more examples. Or, are there other factors that contributed to this? Or, and how did you respond to that? Proverbs 18:17 says, "The first to present his case seems right, until another comes along and asks him questions." Ask for explanations in a way that does not cast doubt on the other person's integrity, but rather attempts to clarify what is truly being said. As you consider the importance of being an active listener and demonstrating respect towards others, here are some self-check questions. Would most people say I'm a really good listener? Who do I have a hard time listening to and why? What are my greatest hindrances to listening to others? What clearly communicates respect to me? When has a lack of listening caused a conflict for me? The five essentials, again, of building lasting relationships are respect, honesty, commitment, acceptance, and forgiveness. Respect is the foundation of every lasting relationship, and it is always demonstrated by active listening.
Thanks, Ron. And we'll look forward to listening more to you next time as we learn more about the importance of lasting relationships and what it takes to build a lasting relationship. Ron Barris is a member care person with ABWE.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.